In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from Luke, the 23rd chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Wow. Really? Father, forgive them? I would have never said those words. I would have never prayed that prayer. Not after all of that. Not after everything that Jesus had been through. Not after everything that he had endured. Forgive one of my own disciples who knew and walked with me personally, for putting a price tag, a value, a dollar amount on my life and trading it for 30 measly pieces of silver? Forgive the disciple who said that he loved me, that he would follow me unto death, but then turned around and denied even knowing me, denied even meeting me, not once, not twice, but three times, when his own life was in danger? Forgive the ones who were supposed to love me and be my servants, the ones whom I put in charge to faithfully teach and preach my word, to offer sacrifices in the temple and bring people closer to me, but instead seek to serve themselves and their own interests of power and self-worth, as I am arrested for crimes I have not committed, and as they angrily speak false accusations about me before Jewish and Roman officials, as they seek to separate me from my people by a verdict of death? Forgive those who publicly strip me of my clothes, who punch me in the face, who whip me, who spit on me, who fashion a crown of thorns and smash it on my head? Forgive those who pound nails through my flesh. Forgive those who stand either hanging next to me or at the foot of my cross with the venom of asps dripping from their lips as they mock me, make fun of me with their insulting and cruel words as I hang in agony, as I hang in intense pain? No, I would have never said those words. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I would have never prayed that prayer. After enduring all of that, would you? No. In fact, I would venture a guess that if you and I were in the same situation, if we had endured what Jesus did, then our focus would not be on forgiveness, but on retribution, retaliation, vengeance. We would want all of those responsible to pay for this injustice. Our prayer would be more like this: Father, let each one of these persons who did this to me get what's coming to them. Give these miserable, wretched, wicked people what they deserve. But I guess, what else do you expect from us, sinners? We who are corrupt in our very nature, in our thoughts, in our words, in our actions and desires. We who have the venom of asps upon our own lips. We would rather mouth curses and bitterness. We who are quick to condemn, slow to forgive, and hold on to our grudges. We want retribution. We want retaliation. We want vengeance. We want to get even and settle the score. We want to store up our grievances against someone else and use them for another day, saying something like, "You always do this. You never do that." Or, "Do you remember when you did this or said this?" "Yeah, well, what goes around comes around." Our forgiveness is conditional. Our forgiveness is limited. That's the kind of people we are. And what you see at the foot of the cross, with the mocking of the thief to Jesus, the jeering of the crowd against Jesus, and the flippant inscription, king of the Jews. Those are the kind of things we see in ourselves. That is what we do. That is what we say. That is how we act. But not him. That is not who he is. That is not what he says. That is not what he does. That is not our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. No, as Jesus is suffering all of this, as he is enduring betrayal and denial and slander and gossip and lies, torture and nails, as he is hanging on the cross with your sins and my sins heaped upon his shoulders, not once does he speak a word of condemnation against any of those who are responsible for his crucifixion. Not once does he think of retribution against a single one of them. Not even you. Rather, at one of the most excruciating moments of his crucifixion, as hammer blows drive the nails through his flesh into the wood and his cross is stood upright, Jesus petitions the Father for our forgiveness. He demands it. He insists upon it. Even though no one in this world deserves it, Jesus still cries out in prayer for it. For you, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What a wondrous, beautiful, and amazing love that Christ displays for you as he hangs upon the cross. A love that pardons the persecutor, that forgives the injurer even as the injury itself is being inflicted. What a beautiful and powerful word of prayer that Jesus utters. Such a pardoning word this world does not know and cannot speak. Only the suffering servant, the Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to give his life as a ransom for many, only he can pray such a prayer, can speak such a word. Only the suffering servant, the sinless, the righteous, the Son of God, yet Son of Man, can intercede for you and on your behalf. Only Jesus can plead to the Father for your forgiveness. And only the loving Father hears the fervent prayers of his Son and gives him what he asks for. Through Jesus' prayer on your behalf and his sacrifice for you, God gives you the greatest gift he could ever give: forgiveness, pardon, reconciliation, and peace. Because of Jesus' all-availing sacrifice, God is not angry at you. God does not desire your death. He has put away your sin. Your sin is taken away and your guilt is atoned for. As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed your sin from you. Jesus has suffered for you. Jesus has bled for you. Jesus has died for you. And now you owe God nothing. He has paid the price once for all, once for you. He has done it all. And all that he has done has been for you. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I announce the grace of God unto you. In the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You are free. You are cleansed. You are forgiven. Go in peace. Amen.